A largely forgotten court case about race discrimination in Texas schools is brought to life in a documentary. It's a personal journey for the film's executive producer. When Enrique Alemán was a kid, his mother mentioned that she'd been a part of a court case as a child. It wasn't until she passed away that that fleeting memory came rushing back. He'd just seen a documentary about a court case in Driscoll, Texas.
And she was actually the first of the 8 students to testify in federal court against her teachers in the district to prove that she could speak English as a 9-year-old second grader, almost 10 years old.
Brown versus the Board of Education declared segregation in public schools unconstitutional in 1954, but schools found a way to discriminate. Driscoll Consolidated Independent School District placed children with Hispanic surnames in first grade for 3 years, and it didn't matter whether they could speak English fluently or not. There were no proficiency tests, just the implication that Mexican-American children were lesser than. Alemán's mother was one of them. Alemán tried to track down the other children who testified in the landmark court case. His journey is chronicled in the film Stolen Education.
This is an example that literally in my own home, and I have a doctorate in educational policy, literally in my own home, I never knew about this until I had that flashback. That always just bothered me, and I wanted to figure out a way to reclaim that history.
Alemán has traveled across the country screening the film, and though it's been over 60 years, he's seen how the film resonates with audiences.
And without fail, the Q&A typically turns into folks talking about their own experiences, about how they've experienced schools, about how their own language was erased, about how their families had to struggle through inequitable schooling.
Alemán knows that to prevent repeating history, we must never forget it. I'm Norma Martinez in San Antonio.